If you've been feeling funky, like literally whenever I say that, or I'm tired, or I don't feel good, or I feel anxious or depressed, he goes, enjoy it. Because literally, if you just let it be and enjoy it, like that's the contrast for the good.
Welcome to the Earn Your Happy podcast. I'm Lori Harder, founder of The Bliss Project, three-time fitness world champion, fitness expert, and cover model turned self-love junkie, lifestyle entrepreneur, and author. Each week, I'll bring you a guest or a thought that will help you bust through your fears, connect to your soul, and get focused and clear so you can elevate your life, business, and relationships. We don't wait until we're ready for someone to tell us we're good enough. We take what we want and we anoint ourselves. Get ready to earn, own, and unapologetically rock your happiness every single day. Are you with me? Here we go.
Good morning, San Diego.
Good morning, San Diego.
Evans, somebody messaged me asking what you look like.
What'd you tell them?
They were like so curious. And I was like, oh my God, they're going to be so disappointed when I tell them that I throw my voice and only talk to myself on this podcast.
That's true. There's no other person in here.
I'm a podtriloquist.
That is the best thing I've ever heard.
I was like, I keep saying to people, I'm like, she keeps her account private. Sorry.
I do.
You do. They can check you out on the bench though. Like your profile, your prof.
Yeah, my prof. My.
You should just put something like any, like a, you should put snacks up there. And they'll be like, are you talking to snacks?
Squirrel.
Yeah. It's, I don't know. So you guys, what does she look like? I mean,
you'll never know.
You'll never know. Just kidding. If you followed my page at all before, you could probably have seen a million stories of Evans.
I'm 5'10", perfect hair.
Brazilian.
Yep. Kind of like Giselle, but prettier.
Yeah, totally. That's literally, I mean, to me, for sure, that's how I describe you. So there you go.
Yeah.
There you go, guys. So what's been going on? I just want to give you this, the how this actually works is she came into the house 2 minutes ago. She would have been in this chair 30 seconds ago, but Waffles refuses to let her by, which is my dog.
Waffles.
Was she like, what are you doing?
She was looking at me like, are you not going to say hello to me?
Are you going to pass on the queen?
She's extra fluffy right now and I love it.
She's so fluffy that
she looks great.
The groomer is like, she needs to get cut on the next time we see her. And I'm like, no, she doesn't.
You're just going to let it grow.
It's like, is it Samson in The Lion? Yeah. She's more powerful when she's fluffy.
Yeah.
She is.
She is very, she's in her power.
She's totally in her power.
She's very Beyonce right now.
She so is. She's like, what's a Beyonce song? We're all the Ringle Ladies. We're all the Ringle Ladies. We're all the Ringle Ladies. Ringle. Ringle Rary. Ringle
Rary. How are you? What's going on?
Oh, man. Whirlwind. Not really. what's going on? I do have two exciting things.
What? Tell me.
I'm learning Italian. Do you want to learn some words?
Yes.
And I'm playing guitar. But like I have someone coming to the house two or three times a week.
I'm really glad that you're doing those things.
Me too. She's amazing. And I just did a podcast yesterday, a quickie.
Yeah.
That talked about how happiness comes and goes like the wind, basically saying it doesn't last. So you might as well do something interesting in between.
Right.
Because it's just not an emotion that stays. And I think that's where the unhappiness comes from. So I'm finding the more interesting things I'm doing, like learning things that I want to be learning, I'm happier. So you can still be neutral and unhappy without needing, like while you're doing something interesting, not needing to like seek this, like what's going to give me that fast hit or this, it's just not lasting. It's not.
Right.
So you might as well learn in between.
I think that's beautiful. And when are you going to go? Excuse me.
When are you going to go to Italy?
When are you going to go on your Italy guitar tour?
Oh my God, I can go to La Piazza.
You can.
Which is the square. And
I would go watch.
And I'll play Spanish guitar.
Laura, seriously, that's cool to try something new. And also I think it's kind of intimidating as an adult. We get kind of nervous to try things.
Oh, for sure. Because I'm so bad that I have to like release all expectations around because my hands are like not going to do that right now.
Yeah, because you're a beginner.
Yeah, total beginner.
Good
for
you.
So let's learn some Italian and then I'll ask how your life is.
Okay.
All right. Let's see. So we'll say, okay, so you'll ask me if I speak Italian.
Do you speak Italian?
So you'll say, le capisce l'italiano, l'italiano.
Le capisce l'italiano.
Yep. Now add the accent. Le capisce l'italiano.
Le capisce l'italiano.
Oh, very good. And I would say, io non capisco l'italiano, I believe.
Oh.
Io don't really speak any Italian. It's actually like, I don't speak Italian.
Yeah. Wait, io, what's the rest of it?
Io non capisco l'italiano.
Io non capisco italiano.
L'italiano. L'italiano. So, italiano is Italian, but then l'italiano is like the Italian language.
Oh.
Yeah, really interesting.
You're going to be so good.
Oh, you just watch out. I'm going to be a spaghetti-eating Italian-speaking machine. Oh.
Do you think you'll go to Italy this year?
Probably not this year because I just, I don't, probably next year though, for sure. And then maybe I'll sweep, which my friend Rita Catalino speaks Italian. So I told her we're going to do Skype dates and we'll speak Italian. But
such a beautiful language.
It is so beautiful. It's a bit overwhelming because everything is so different, like with any language. But anyway, what's been going on in your life? You're wearing a beautiful long Carta sweater. It's like one of those sweaters that's like long and sweeping, like really pretty, that like looks like a queen.
Well, I felt like a queen this morning, so I figured I should dress like one.
How did that happen?
I just made that up.
I'm like, did you tell me? Tell me how you wake up feeling like a queen.
You just decide to be a queen.
That's the truth.
That's the truth. You just have to say, I'm a queen.
Did you say that in the mirror this morning?
I am now.
Yeah, let's say that every morning. Yeah. I'm a queen.
I'm a queen.
I love this.
I do too.
Let's get I'm a queen like shirts.
Yes.
And no, sweaters. We'll get a patch on that.
Tattoos.
Oh, and tattoos. I love that. We should get a crown on our necks.
Yes.
Just like
front and center.
Right here. Some people do that. And I actually dig
that's
it.
That's true.
Especially if they're a musician. I don't know.
Musician tattoos are very cool.
Very.
I would look dumb with a tattoo, I think. I think people would be like, what are you doing?
I could
right
totally
now?
See you with a llama tattoo.
A llama tattoo would be very cool.
On your forearm. So like when you pay at the grocery store, you can just be like, what's up?
Maybe I will.
You should just llama it up. So what else is going on in your life besides waking up feeling like a queen?
Besides waking up feeling like a queen, I was feeling a little burnout. Do you ever feel burnout and you're like, whoa.
Do I ever feel burnout?
Have you ever felt that?
I'm just, you know what? I'm going to go ahead and say 2015 to date would be that feeling.
Just a consistent burnout.
Yeah. Just, is there a different emotion?
Nope. That's your default.
Yeah. Default emotion. Okay. So how come? How comesy?
I just felt it was a busy season. And then I felt like I lost track of some of my routines and stuff.
Oh, for sure.
You know.
And you were super busy. You were doing two jobs at once for a while.
For a little bit. And then I wasn't eating my best, Lori.
Oh man,
how that makes you feel?
Were you having Jenny's for every meal or what?
Every meal was having Jenny's ice cream. Let me tell you, it was delicious.
Well, it's dairy, and according to the American standard of diets, I don't know.
Yeah.
Kind of made that up.
Yeah,
dairy's
like
in the pyramid.
So I was doing a great job at that.
Yeah, you were hitting that one.
But you know what?
What?
So last night I went to this amazing yoga practice.
Ooh.
And it's at Sweat Yoga and her name's Danielle and she's real cool if anyone's in Santa Monica.
Oh, Danielle.
Danielle. But she was talking about the spring equinox and how it's a awakening and growing and moving things in your life and opening up to new growth, just like spring.
Oh, I love that.
It was good.
Is that where you got your quotey quote?
Oh, yeah. Do you want to hear it?
Yeah.
Well, she had us put our hands together, just our fingers, and then you just keep your thumbs and pinkies together and open everything else so your hands look like a flower.
Like a lotus.
Like a exactly. And she said, remember, no dirt, no lotus. So you have to go through some hard, mucky stuff to become a beautiful lotus flower.
Oh my God, I love that.
Isn't that pretty?
Yeah. It's kind of cool just to do it with your hands too.
It really
it's
does
almost
feel
like
good.
Relaxing and takes your mind off of what you're doing. So you can really look at it and just be like, okay, don't stress. Because the lotus grows from the muck.
Exactly.
Like with no middle finger, you wouldn't have the five fingers.
That's true. You need that finger.
You got. Sometimes you got to flip the bird.
Sometimes you got to let it
shine. To get a wave.
That's how it works, people.
Sometimes you got to flip someone off to actually wave.
Yep.
Yeah. It's a different kind of wave. All right. That was your quote?
That was my quote.
Okay.
No dirt, no lotus.
Oh, I love that. No dirt, no lotus. No dirt, no lotus. All right. That's your tattoo. Good.
That's my tattoo of on the llama.
If you want to get a lotus instead of a llama, that's fine.
Okay. I'll think about it.
But maybe you could get the llama's face very small in the center butt of it. When people ask you, because they all ask, what does this tattoo mean? Because apparently you can't get a tattoo if you just like one. You have to make sure there is an important meaning. Like you need to go to Egypt and make sure that part of it's written on the walls. You can be like, you know what? I worked on a llama farm for 5 years and they drastically, like they completely changed my life.
What if I do? No, I want to go work on a llama farm.
You know what? I'm going to search jobs today. What are some good job searching sites? Llama farming.
Llamafarming.com.
Oh, man. I'm going to check that out. So, and if that isn't bought, you need to buy that.
Yeah, I'll write it down.
I can see you as a llama farmer, but like you'd wear real cute swag.
Oh, for sure.
Is it bad if you wore like llama sweaters, but only if they're shaved? Like the llama still lives and they want to lose their hair in the summer because they're hot. This is what I think.
Yes.
Do you think that like you could fit in and wear the sweater?
I would. I think if you're a llama farmer, you better be committed.
Yeah, I think so too.
And they probably would appreciate you trying to be a part
like
of them.
Like them. Yes. Like how people appreciate when you try to speak the language, even if it's bad. The llama's like, oh man, look at how crazy she looks. But I appreciate you.
But thank you kindly.
Okay, so this quote is from I Have No Idea. Happiness is letting go of what you think your life is supposed to look like.
Boom.
Boom. Shakalaka.
Boom. That's so true.
Isn't it? Because you're like, oh,
expectations.
Even when I have expectations for my day, it's like, oh man. And I end up, so I thought I was going to have a more creative week this week, but I ended up like just working for different reasons.
Mm-hmm.
The more that I gripped onto being like, this was supposed to be my creative week.
Yeah.
The more angry I got. So I was like, all right, no. Guess what? This happens. And if you really want to control your life, sometimes you got to put that yoga class back in.
Yeah, got to just put it in there.
You got to schedule the tattoo. Let me tell you how hard it is to actually get a tattoo that you want because like you typically decide. Now, tattoo people are like, it's not hard. It's easy to get a tattoo. You go to my guy, Donnie, down the street. So I have two tattoos. I did not go to your guy, Donnie, because your guy, Donnie, is always booked. Okay? Like, and he's booked 6 weeks out. And they also, I feel like they want meaning too. Like they want to know why you're getting this tattoo. So I feel judged and I feel like you're booked up. So
too much.
I got to find someone who's good on a whim because this decision is going to go away if I don't go and just get this art.
They're trying to do you a favor, I think. And
I think
protect
they are
you.
Too. I think they are too. Like, have you thought about this? Have you made up the meaning and written it in stone?
Have you gone to Egypt?
No, I haven't. I have not yet.
Then no tattoo. For
no tattoo.
You.
All right. You wanna? Oh, review.
Oh yeah, it's a really good one.
Okay, I'm excited.
Okay, it's from Lavender Louise.
Mm-mm.
Yes, Lavender Louise.
Love her. She's calming.
She's so calming already. She said, I don't know which is the lion and which is the fox, but I love them both so much. Their relationship reminds me so much of me and my best friend. When I listen to their episode, I can't help but smile and giggle. Sometimes it's giggling way after I've even heard the episode. I love the heck out of you gals. Thank you for being authentic and hysterical every episode. XOXOXO.
XOXOXO. Right back at you. I love that. What was it? The lion and the what? The fox?
The lion and the fox. What does that mean?
I think it's like what role each person plays, but I think that they like get along great, but
that's
like,
cool.
I don't know which one I'd be because I think we're both foxy and we're both lionesses.
Yeah.
So
guess it depends on the day.
Chameleon. I think a llama can play both. That was so nice. Thank you,
Lavender Louise.
Lavender Louise. What a beautiful pen name. All I want to do is take a bath in like flowers and essential oils. Not with Louise, but maybe like letting Louise know she inspired it. I don't know. We could take baths in our swimsuits together if the tub was big enough. I think that's called a hot tub.
That is called a hot
tub. It's kind of weird that we're like, let's get in hot bubbling water together in our swimsuits.
That is real weird. I've never been much of a hot tub person.
In the winter.
Like a private tub.
Yeah. And the weird thing is like,
let's all get
this
water.
We should get a private tub with phones, with like a video screen that only shows your head. It can become a thing. Like we can tub together.
Yeah.
HT. I don't know. I can only stay in hot tubs for 5 minutes.
Me too. I get overwhelmed.
Oh yeah. It's too much. And with a glass of champagne is the only way it's going to happen. Like we get a hot tub at our cabin every winter and I'm always like, yeah. Cause I glamorize it and picture all of us this is telling jokes in the hot tub.
Yeah.
And in reality, it's just you get in there, everybody's hot, they're a bit ornery, and we're like, let's get out of here. And then you're soaking wet and you trample through the house. It's bad.
It's not a good situation.
Yeah, I think I'll pass. I don't think it's going to be a prerequisite for this Christmas cabin. All right. Want to hear a question that you're going to answer first?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. This is from Amanda_04. Amanda_04.
Cool.
Because we got to pop that joy in.
Pop that joy.
You can pop that joy into your screen name whenever you want. Everybody can if you want to change it.
That's true.
Evansjoy.com. What was there a special year for you? Are you a special vintage
that 92.
You had a fantastic year? Okay. 92. All right. Hello. Hope all is well. I have a question or a topic I would love for you to address on your podcast.
Hmm.
Let's see. When it seems things are going well according to plan and you're making progress and that positive breakthrough might happen, why does it not work out? It feels like the rug is constantly being pulled from underneath me. How do you deal and what do you do to return that to that positive mindset and know when something great will work out?
Ooh, that's hard.
I kind of think this goes with the quote, the happiness quote. Right. Happiness is letting go of what you think your life is supposed to look like.
Yep. And no dirt, no lotus. So there's going to be the rug coming out a lot of times.
Oh my God. You can't have a nice, clean hardwood floor without picking up the rug.
No, you got a pine saw.
Yeah, you got a pine saw from underneath you. Amanda, so I'm going to have you add some petals to this.
Yes.
I'm going to put on a stem here.
Okay.
I'm going to plant a stem.
Plant the stem.
I think that there's a lot of expectation going on here and you might actually be not asking what the rug's message is. Because I think when the rug is getting pulled out from underneath us constantly, there's something there for you that's really beautiful. Like if a door is constantly closing on you, it might be number one that you're continuing to do the same thing over and over and over again, thinking that you're going to find a result there.
Yes.
Or it might be telling you don't stand on this rug anymore. That fine cotton over there rug. I don't know what rugs are made out of.
Me neither.
Brillo. I have no idea.
Brillo bad rug. Really comfortable.
And if you flip it over, you can scrub your floor with it and put your water hose on it. I have no idea. I'm stopping. It's still early. But you might need to go try some other doors as well.
Yes.
Which means you might need to change your friends slowly. You might need to change your job slowly. You might need to change your rituals slowly. But there's so many reasons why that might be happening. But also, I think there's a lot of expectation going on here. Getting back to the positive mindset, I think we say this a lot, but making a really good day instead of placing so much value on what you think that thing is that's going to make you happy.
Right.
So Danielle Laporte just sent an email talking about active waiting, which means basically doing something interesting in the interim of waiting for the big thing, because the big thing big thing. Your moment to moment, your daily life is the big thing.
Exactly.
So what do you do when you feel like you're going for something and the door is just not opening?
Yes. When you feel defeated, that's a hard feeling because you're like, what else could I possibly do? I'm doing everything.
Yeah.
Just know that everyone goes through the same things and you're not alone. Take a deep breath. And like you said, take up a guitar lesson or go on a walk outside or change something about your day to make a little positive pocket in there.
It's totally the truth.
Yeah.
Because it just comes down to if you're sitting at home and gripping and being pissed off and then you go on social media, that's called a recipe for hating your life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's so, called a recipe for not good.
Yeah, not good. And
I'm not even looking at social media this week. It's glorious.
Oh, yeah. I've like cut so far back that it's been, I absolutely do not even feel like that is like a huge part of my, it's like such a minuscule part of my life right now, which mm-hmm. is really exciting. I feel so much better.
It makes I just can go down a rabbit hole and it's not good.
No, unless we're sending each other dog videos.
Those I do miss looking at.
I allow myself dog video time. Yeah. I really do. Like, I'm like, no, you've gone on a, I'll just go like find, once you look at a dog on a main page, it'll show you all the dog stuff. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
I'll let myself do that because it gives me lots of serotonin.
Right.
Man, there's some cute ones.
There's some really good dog memes.
Did you like
videos?
The spirit animal one? Yes. He was just so crazy. I sent her this video. This dog was just like doing something I've never seen before. And I was like, yeah, that looks about right.
Yep.
Like what we would do when we were alone when we were like 12. He was just like just freaking his head out and like eating his tail. Okay. So are you ready for the next cue?
Yes.
This is from West Coast_Bay Girl. So I'm thinking she's probably from the Bay Ooh, Area.
Very cool. I like
what
the Bay Area.
What's the Bay Area considered for people who are not on the West Coast? Like people would always be like, before I moved here, they're like, oh, are you looking in the Bay Area? Are you looking down it? And they'd throw out all these names. I'm like, you
terms.
Are trying to be important right now.
And I don't know that geography.
I don't understand.
I just think of San Francisco as a Bay Area, which I think around there probably is. Think is not the most accurate answer.
Well, I know it's one of the main.
It's a part of the Bay Area.
Yeah, so I think we're dead on with that.
Yeah.
Okay.
San Francisco.
She says, is it okay to want a friend reset? I've moved to a small town and surrounded myself with unlike people to keep myself company. I feel bad, but I want more like-minded friends. Is that normal or am I just a bitch?
I think that is totally normal.
Yeah. How'd you feel when you moved here?
I felt so sad. I was like, I don't know anyone. I can't make friends. It's so hard. But yeah. And then you meet people and you're like, this doesn't feel right. I don't think we're meant to be buddies. And that's okay because they might feel that way too. So you can just go try different things and meet different people.
Totally.
And it's totally normal.
Did you feel like when you moved here, so this is interesting because when I moved here, I kind of felt like I had this opportunity to create a new group of friends for where I'm at in life right now.
So true.
That really helped me just to be like, wait, I don't have to like let go of the other people, like a friend reset. So let's see. She says she's moved to
a small town.
So, and she surrounded herself with unlike people to keep herself company. Now here's the deal with friends is I don't think that we have to have all of our friends be in the same mindset as us.
No way.
What
Impossible.
If you, yeah, totally. What if you like to like go drink champagne on Wednesdays? Do you want all your champagne friends on Monday? No. Like you got to make your Monday friends.
Right.
And your Friday friends.
Exactly.
And your Thursday friends, which means like maybe on Thursday you play guitar. So you need your guitar crew.
You need all your.
For real.
So true.
So we're again.
Diversity.
Man, I'm hearing we have a lot of expectations.
So many expectations.
And hard. West Coast Bay Girl, I'm not saying that you're like, oh, this girl has expectations. We all do.
We all do.
So I think that finding one person or two people to start with who maybe are your fitness friends or maybe are your business friends who have their own like research. If you're starting a business there and it's a small town or you have a business, there are a few other, at least, entrepreneurs.
Yep.
You need to seek that specifically out, but know that your entrepreneur friends may not be your Wednesday wine friends.
They're probably not going to be.
Yeah. So they don't have to tick the box.
Yeah.
So do you have, tell me about your friend group real quick. Like, do you have all your different?
So many different.
Like
groups.
One woman like weaves silk and has a worm farm.
Yes. There's the
cool.
worm farmer. But it's true. I have different friends from different phases of my life too. And you think about some of your friends are focused on their families right now and are so wise in all these different ways. And then some friends are single and really career driven and they can teach you so much. There's just a variety of, and it's great when you bring those people together too.
It is great.
That's cool.
So tell me though, because that just gave me or some people anxiety. Like, oh my God, what if they don't like each other and these people are so important in my life?
Well,
have you ever had that? They're like, I'm super jealous because I want to be a worm farmer.
Well, that's not very nice. Well, worm farmer.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, I think, women, we can get catty sometimes. And I don't really know how to handle that a lot of times.
I love the honesty because for me, it's kind of the same thing.
Yeah. I just try not to focus on it and I change the subject because we don't have time for that.
And you know what? That's actually a really great plan because you just literally, you either say, I don't have time for it, or you give off the vibe like, I'm so sorry. And you know what's so crazy is you don't have time for it. And it's why it's not really in your life at all. And I know that about your life. Like, you just don't.
Same for you.
You're like, I'm not going to stick around for the drama.
No.
Like, I don't. Save the drama for your llama tattoo.
Save the drama for your llama tattoo because life's great.
Yeah. And you got to go find someone who will put that tattoo on now, not in 6 weeks.
Not 6 weeks, Donnie.
Look, Donnie, I've got a girl. I do. If you need a girl, do you want to get that tattoo? She's probably free.
I'll probably get it tomorrow.
I mean, she's done like 10 tattoos now, so you're fine.
Oh, that sounds perfectly reasonable.
I feel like 10 is where you become an expert. I'm just kidding. My girl was absolutely freaking amazing. I loved her. And you know the weird thing?
What?
And it was awesome. When I was in there getting my Phoenix tattoo.
Yeah.
Which is a bird with no meaning. I'm just kidding. It had some meaning. I really researched it. I went to Egypt. I did not want to walk up in that. Actually, I walked up in that tattoo place and I was like, they are judging me so hard. I don't know why I feel that way because I'm like not in the tattoo world.
Me neither. It's just a different place and you don't know what everyone's thinking.
I think we should go. Yeah, exactly. Like, I feel like I need to have more ink done.
Yeah, get more ink done. But it's great to just go experience different little worlds.
Isn't it? Because they are such, like, there's so many subcultures and then you're like, wait, this is a world.
Yeah.
Like, there's probably an expo for this that goes on once a year.
Right. And then you realize you start talking to everyone. You're like, oh, we're all the same.
We are all the same. Speaking of that, she was reading the same book as me at the time.
What?
Yeah, it was crazy. I was like, wait a minute.
What was the book?
It was a Gabby Bernstein book.
Oh.
Yeah. A guide on finding the meaning behind spiritual tattoos and sounding smart when you share the meaning. That book needs to be written, by the way. So if you feel a call, let me know. We'll turn it into an ebook and charge $2.99 for it. It can be your tripwire and lead into a bigger product. What product would you sell after a tattoo ebook? If you could only sell a home product?
Windex.
Oh boy. Because you want to see it in the mirror mirror.
You want it to really shine.
Oh, I love that. That's really beautiful.
Really,
you heard it here, guys.
She's
going to make a lot of money
on a product that already exists.
And she might get a lawsuit in the interim. But hey, you know what? You can have off-brand everything.
Yeah.
Do you want to share any divine wisdom before we part? It's about that time.
I would just like to share that it's okay if you're feeling funky. And I've been feeling funky too, but spring is right here. It's spring. It's spring now.
Can I share you a Chris Harderism for that?
What?
If you've been feeling funky, like literally whenever I say that, or I'm tired, or I don't feel good, or I feel anxious or depressed, he goes, enjoy it. Because literally, if you just let it be and enjoy it, like that's the contrast for the good.
So true.
So you're just waiting. You're literally just sitting and marinating, waiting for the good. That's all. So
ooh.
Just wait patiently.
I hope I'm marinating in some chocolate.
You are. It's some dark muck, which can often be like, did Willy Wonka's river look like just a river of poop? It sure did.
It did.
But guess what? It was chocolate. So
fooled you.
When you see that dog poo on the street, just know that it might be a chocolatey treat.
That was really good. You should be a jingle writer.
Oh, my sister wanted to be growing up.
Mm-hmm. There's still time.
Lee press on nails. They press on in seconds. No glue, no stick. Do you want to start a jingle?
I do.
Jingle agency?
Jangle. Yes, I do.
Let's do that.
Okay.
There's no caps on my life. Don't put one on me. You can't. I am not a Tupperware lid. All right. So this is Evans Craddock and Lori Harder signing off.
Bye, San Diego.
Bye-bye, San Diego. Thank you so much for listening. And if you would love to and you leave a review, we're going to send you something super jazzy.
Yeah, like a pen with no caps.
No caps. And no ink.
No ink.
Just kidding. It'll be a shirt or a mug. All right, everyone. Thank you so much for listening. As always, we're so grateful and so shocked that you stay tuned to this podcast. And this was another episode of Questionably Awesome. Over and out.
Over and out. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you guys so much for spending this time with me on the Earn Your Happy podcast. I am so glad that you stopped by. If you could take 1 second to share this episode with someone you think would love it, that would be absolutely amazing and we would be forever grateful. Also, please leave us a review if you feel so moved by going to iTunes and leaving us an honest thought, an honest comment. Tell us what you think. Tell us what you want to hear more of. It would really help us out on our journey to helping thousands and thousands of people. Until then, don't forget to earn your happy. Thanks again, guys. Bye-bye.